The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, just a couple quick things about this whole whistleblower phone call, impeachment, and so forth, and then I promise them we're gonna move on. Latest poll from Quinnipiac University released yesterday afternoon indicates the American public do not want impeachment. Yeah. When it goes by parties, 95% of Republicans say, no impeachment. And get this, even 21% of Democrats say, nope, no impeachment. When you put them all together, a clear majority of Americans say, no, we don't want impeachment. It's just going to tear the country apart. This is not a popular move among the populace of the country. 59% across the board, general population, 59% say no to impeachment. That's pretty strong. I think they're falling right into Donald Trump's hands. I do. I think this is going to be very bad for the Democrats. I think Trump's going to come out smelling like a rose. Could be wrong. And then it's kind of interesting. Again, I'll do this real quick. But if we go back to 1998 and the impeachment of Bill Clinton, Jerry Nadler, who is still in Congress, said this on the floor of the House. He said, quote, "This partisan coup d'etat will go down in infamy in the history of our nation." He said that impeaching a... You ready for this? This is what he said, 1998. "Impeaching a president for lying under oath was lowering the standard of impeachment." Lying under oath is no big deal. Nancy Pelosi, of course, who just announced that she is going to be leading the impeachment, said in 1998, quote, "Today the Republican majority is not judging the president with fairness, but impeaching him with a vengeance. In the investigation of the president, fundamental principles which Americans hold dear, fairness, privacy, checks and balances, have been seriously violated. And why? Because we're here today because the Republicans in the House are paralyzed with hatred of President Clinton. Until the Republicans free themselves of that hatred, our country will suffer." Now, seriously, substitute Republican for Democrat and Trump for Clinton, you would have exactly, word for word, what the Republicans are saying today about the Democrats. And then John Lewis, who gave an impassioned speech on the floor of the House yesterday, said in 1998, and I quote, "We should be standing here debating health care. We should be standing here debating education for our children and how we can protect the environment. Instead, we are participating in a political charade. Republicans want to do what they could not do in an election, and that is defeat Bill Clinton." Again, if you make that a Republican speaking on the House and substitute Donald Trump for Bill Clinton, you have exactly what Republicans were saying on the floor of the House yesterday. Isn't that fascinating? I don't know about you, but I just find it fascinating. Hey, yesterday we were talking about the new movie coming out, Joker. It's coming out, I think, October 4th. Many major movie theater chains in America have said no masks, no costumes, no face painting. because of the threat of violence concerning the movie Joker. I'm not telling you what to do and what you shouldn't do, but I would not be caught within a half mile of any movie theater when Joker premieres next week. I wouldn't. Quote, Joker fans hoping to dress up like the notorious Batman villain for screening will need a change of clothes or they'll be turned away. In the name of safety and security, several big theater chains have already enacted policies that prohibit moviegoers from donning masks or face paint or bringing props for the opening weekend of the Joker film. Landmark Movie Theaters is going even further. Quote, we are not allowing costumes, face painting, or masks by either our employees or guests for the release of the movie starring Joaquin Phoenix. This is serious stuff. I read to you yesterday that the U.S. Army sent out an email to all U.S. Army personnel warning them that there are credible threats for mass shootings for the premiere of The Joker. They didn't say particular states or movie theaters. They just said that the FBI has uncovered credible threats. Now, who knows? This will probably increase attendance. I hope not. But you are duly warned. All right, before we move on to some other things, I think Chris wants to continue the impeachment discussion. Hey, Chris. Welcome. You're on Bobberty Live.
Hey, let's see, the Republic of Michigan, Mr. Pope. Just real quick, the reason they're pushing this impeachment, the left, the Dems, especially in relation to this Biden call, Mr. Biden, it isn't just about 2020, and it isn't just about protecting Biden. Once this pot starts getting stirred, once they start shaking this tree, they're concerned it's not just going to be Mr. Biden that falls out of it or gets stirred up. I have a feeling they're protecting themselves. When the magnifying glass starts looking, starts examining this, any investigation in Ukraine will probably not be under their direct control. Translation, this has the possibility for the Dems of becoming what Russiagate for Mr. Trump was not, and you know what Hillary Clinton's investigation should have been. They're concerned about who's going to be exposed doing dirty tricks.
This is not going to turn out well for Biden or Hillary. You know, I don't think it's going to turn out well for either one of them. Is this part of a Democratic plan to get rid of Biden? Possible. At this point, anything is possible. It's going to be fascinating to watch. I mean, just like a circus is fascinating to watch. And this is going to be a circus. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call. Speaking of clowns and circus, I said I was going to move on, but I just have to say this. Adam Schiff, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, began the hearings this morning talking to the temporary acting intelligence director. He went off on this speech, and it was as if he was reading the transcript of the phone call from Trump to the president of Ukraine. I mean, if you look at it, if you look at the video, it is like he is reading the transcript, and it's all a fabrication. It is a complete fantasy. Later, he was called on it by some Republicans on the panel, and they said, what are you doing? And Schiff says, well, that was supposed to be a parody. But a whole lot of people are going to read or hear what Schiff said and are going to take it as gospel that that was part of the transcript. And it was not. Later today, Schiff made a kind of an apology and said, well, I should have made it clear that this was a parody. This is more than despicable, what's going on in Washington, D.C. And like I said, I think it does not bode well for the Democrats in the next national election. Could be wrong, but I don't think I will be. I don't think this is going to turn out well. It did not turn out well for the Republicans when Clinton was impeached. It was a disaster. You'd think the Democrats would know better. All right, when we come back, done, finished. Have you heard about the new doll that Mattel is putting out? Have you heard about it? I got to tell you about it. Wow, strange. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I'm telling you, folks, they're coming after your kids. They are. They are coming after your kids. They're trying to brainwash them and tell your kids that the abnormal is normal and the normal is abnormal. The latest is Mattel. And this is bizarre because Mattel is known for the Barbie dolls. Do you remember the criticism many years ago? The Barbie dolls were too perfect. They had exaggerated female characteristics and, you know, little girls were trying to be like Barbie and it was hurting them. And Mattel said, We don't care. So they were accused of being too feminine with their Barbie dolls. And there was, I think, you know, credible criticism for that. Well, now they have gone on in the opposite direction. They are launching a line of, and I'm quoting, gender-inclusive dolls. And the dolls are called Creatable World. Yeah, Creatable World. Let me quote from the news release. The line's premise is all about customization of hair, clothes, and accessories. Okay, nothing strange, unusual about that. Then it goes on. Creating a toy that is not dictated by gender norms. Quote, the doll kits offer both feminine and masculine presenting options for hair, clothes, and accessories. Some options are more feminine presenting, while others are more masculine presenting, which allows kids, listen carefully, which allows kids to combine the elements any way they want to, said Kim Colmoni, senior vice president of Mattel Fashion Doll Design. Quote, we see this line as an opportunity for us to open up that dialogue around what dolls are for and what dolls around what dolls are for and who dolls are for. And also, as the world begins the celebration, the positive impact of inclusivity, we absolutely fundamentally believed it was time to launch a doll free of labels and free of rules for kids. No labels, no rules. Any kid can be, you know, it's like the actress I was talking about just yesterday, Fox. Her last name is Fox. I can't remember her first name. But anyway, she is encouraging her 6-year-old son to wear dresses to school. The idea for the line comes from concern from both parents and children about the gender of toys, Mattel said in a statement. The line consists of 6 different doll kits, retailing for about $30 and available in a variety of skin tones. Each kit has 1 doll, 2 hairstyle options, 1 longer, 1 shorter, and varying clothes, both feminine and masculine. So children can make their dolls boy, girl, or something in between. Brainwashing. And then this story is just absolutely tragic. Headline, new study shows 95% of babies with cystic fibrosis are killed in abortions. Here it is. Almost 95% of preborn infants found to be carrying cystic fibrosis variants in their genetics have been aborted after prenatal testing, according to a study published by the journal Genetics and Medicine. Now, I find that incredibly sad and tragic because Joy and I have known many people with cystic fibrosis. Joy used to work for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation here in Columbus. She worked there for quite some time. And then we have a dear, dear, precious friend out in Newark by the name of Tom. And he's probably listening today. He listens just about every day. He was born with cystic fibrosis. Had double lung transplant, kidney transplant. And to be honest, he has led a very, very difficult life. Been very difficult. He has spent more time in hospitals than most anyone that, well, not most anyone, anyone that I've ever known. He and his dear wife have battled this, the health issues. But here's the bottom line. He is a precious saint of God. He has impacted through his faith, not hundreds, but probably thousands of people through his life. He has had such a positive influence everywhere he goes. He is one of the true heroes that Joy and I know. And he's in his 50s now. I don't know exactly how old Tom is. He'll probably send me a message here in a minute. But I cannot imagine this world without our friend Tom. 95% of babies who have cystic fibrosis variants in their genetics are aborted today. It's like Down syndrome. We want perfect people. We want perfect babies. And we discount the unbelievable value of the human life, even if they do have a physical malady like Down syndrome or cystic fibrosis. Tom, if you are listening, brother, I am so grateful that we have known you, that you have impacted our life, and I'm so grateful you were not aborted. And there are thousands and thousands of babies who could live productive, wonderful lives that would positively impact the people around them, in spite of or even because of their suffering. We have lost the value of life. Hey, when we come back, we're going to do a Bible study. Haven't done this for a long, long, long time. We're gonna do a Bible study of a doctrine that you hear very, very little about. Don't go away. I want you to hear this. We'll return.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.